Fear to Love Meditation. So often we want to resist our fears, reject them, or push them away. In this meditation, we're going to practice loving our fears. Can you really love your fear? Can you be with your fear? Can you hold your fear like a tiny scared baby who doesn't know what to do? Can you find empathy and compassion for this fear? Can you honor the fear without pushing it away or rejecting it? Sit upright and find a comfortable position. Allow your spine to be relaxed, your neck to be loose, and your head to rest gently on the top of your neck. Check in with your shoulders to see if they are tense and tight or relaxed and gently resting. Check in with your fingers and your toes. Are your fingers clenched, or are they gently resting in your lap? Are your toes and your feet comfortable and relaxed? Are you finding tension there? Our body is such a great guide if we just pay attention. Now notice your breath. You can take an inventory. Is my breathing fast or slow? Is my breath full or is it short and shallow? For the moment, follow the pace of your breath to the count of four. Breathe in, one, two, three, four, and out, one, two, three, four. I now invite you to recall a time in your life when you felt afraid. Maybe you were scared of getting hurt or hurting someone else. Scared of being in a relationship with someone or being out of a relationship with someone. Maybe you were scared of failing at a job or taking a risk. See if, in this moment, you can check in and find a time when you were afraid. Notice if your breath is still at the same rhythm as it was a second ago, or if it has changed. Just pay attention. Once you locate that fear, that experience you had, take notice of where it lives in your body. For some of us, fears show up in our stomach, in tightness or butterflies, or maybe it's in your shoulders or your back. Maybe it's all in your head. In this moment, just notice, where does my fear live? As you feel that fear in the present moment, take note of your heart. Where is your heart in relation to your fear? Is your fear in your heart? Is it away from your heart? And as you begin to sink into your heart, I want you to imagine the light that exists within your heart, shining down onto your fear. Imagine the warm rays of your heart's light and your love radiating to your fear. Look at your fear lovingly. You might imagine your fear like a crying baby. You might want that crying and the noise to stop. But you don't push the baby away. You hold the baby closer. You cradle the baby. You care for and love that baby. See if you would be willing to love your fear in the same way. We don't have to give in to our fears. We don't have to agree with our fears. We can just love them and appreciate them for what they are. For this moment, imagine this fear living inside, embodying part of who you are, and continuing to make the light from your heart shine brighter. It shines so bright that it is surrounding the fear and holding it up. It shines so bright that the fear begins to melt. Imagine the fear melting all around you like warm butter on pancakes. It starts at the top of your head and melts all the way down your shoulders and back, caressing every cell in your body. What is it like to melt your fear with love? You may feel your fear start to come back. That's okay. Imagine yourself giving this fear a big hug, welcoming it. this time invited into your heart. Have it take a seat and be with you there. Lean over and touch the fear and look deeply into it. Get curious. Fear, what do you want? How can I help? All the while, your love is expanding and growing and holding your fear in loving presence. There's nothing wrong, nothing to be rejected, nothing to turn away. Are you willing to be that much love?